We continue Bezrat Hashem in our Mishnayot Masechet Brachot. We are in Perek Chet, Mishnah Zayin. Mi she'achal v'shachach v'lo berach. Here's another machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel in Inyane Seuda. One who ate, and he got up from his place, he left his place, he forgot to say Birkat HaMazon. Bet Shammai omrim yachzor limkomo vivarech. Bet Shammai say, when he remembers that he forgot to say Birkat HaMazon, he must return to his original place where he ate and say Birkat HaMazon there. Ubet Hillel omrim yevarech b'makom shenizkar. Bet Hillel say, he doesn't have to go back, he could say the Birkat HaMazon in the place where he remembered. Of course, if he does go back, then Hareze Meshubach, even Bet Hillel will praise him. But halachically, according to Bet Hillel, he doesn't need to go back. It's important to understand that the machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel here is dealing specifically with someone who forgot, as it says, v'shachach, who forgot to say Birkat HaMazon. But if a person left his place knowingly, he knew that he didn't say Birkat HaMazon, and intentionally he just left. And then he felt bad later on, wherever he was, and he realized, you know, I didn't say Birkat HaMazon. According to everyone in that case, even according to Bet Hillel, he will have to return back to his place to say Birkat HaMazon. So our Mishnah is dealing with Shogeg, with Shachach. The Mishnah continues and says, Ad ematai hu mevarech, until when can a person say Birkat HaMazon? Which means, if a person forgot to say Birkat HaMazon, how long after the meal does he have in which he can still say Birkat HaMazon? Ad kedei she'itakel ha'mazon shebe'me'av, which literally means until the food in his stomach is digested, which is explained to mean that as long as he's still not hungry from his first meal, so that means that's a sign that the food is not yet digested, and he can still say Birkat HaMazon. But once he becomes hungry again, then it's too late to make up for the Birkat HaMazon of the original meal. And the Poskim say that the duration for that, the time span for that, is 72 minutes. So within 72 minutes, a person can still say Birkat HaMazon. Afterwards, he may not. Mishnah Chet. Balahen yain leachar HaMazon. Ve'en sham ela oto hakos. Let's say, after they finished eating, before Birkat HaMazon, if wine was brought to them to drink, they want to drink some wine before Birkat HaMazon, after the meal. The problem is that there is no other wine available except this one cup. So now, the question is, how important is it that we have to do the Birkat HaMazon with a cup of wine? Should I save this cup now and not drink it and only drink it after Birkat HaMazon, meaning I should say Birkat HaMazon on it, or it's not necessary? So that's a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai omrim mevarech al hayayin, ve'achakach mevarech al hamazon. Bet Shammai say, you can say Birkat Borei Pri Gefen, drink the wine, and afterwards say Birkat HaMazon without wine. Because according to Bet Shammai, it's not an obligation to say Birkat HaMazon over a cup of wine. Whereas Bet Hillel omrim, mevarech al hamazon, ve'achakach mevarech al hayayin. Bet Hillel say, that's your only cup? Well, you should do Birkat HaMazon on that cup, and only then say the bracha Borei Pri Gefen and drink the wine, because Bet Hillel hold that it is an obligation to say Birkat HaMazon on a cup of wine. Here we find the case where Bet Hillel is the more strict view, and Bet Shammai is the more lenient view. Onin amen achar Yisrael hamevarech, ve'en onin amen achar hakuti hamevarech, ad sheishma kol habracha. The Mishnah here concludes with a halacha regarding the answering of amen after a bracha. So there are times when we're not supposed to answer amen. When a Yisrael says a bracha, when I see that a Jew said a bracha, even if I didn't hear the entire bracha, I only heard the ending, I can say amen, because I rely that he said the bracha to Hashem. So even though I didn't hear Hashem's name being pronounced, I only heard the end, let's say, Borei Pri Ha'etz, I can answer amen. However, En onim achar ha'kuti hamvarech. If a kuti said a bracha, So then, I cannot say Amen ad sheyishma kol habracha, unless I heard the entire bracha and I heard that he mentioned Hashem's name, then I could say Amen. Otherwise, it's possible that the Kuti said the bracha to Avodah Zarah instead of saying it to Hashem. Therefore, I cannot answer Amen unless I heard the entire bracha from his mouth. If you remember, we mentioned the Kutim earlier in the Masechet, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, and so we mentioned that these are people who converted to Yahadut out of fear, and there is a machloket as to their status, and therefore they were, at the time of our Tanaim, still suspect of Avodah Zarah, and that's why the halakha required to hear the entire bracha from them to make sure that we answer Amen properly. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.